All right, Pat Early, let's talk. You've been dealing with negotiations with the Pacers at $15 million operating expense for Conseco Fieldhouse. What is their position?
Well, I think their position is that they have been so challenged by both the economics of being in Indianapolis, their attendance, the collective bargaining agreement, and so on, that they really cannot even come close to breaking even and cover the operating costs of the facility. And they want to make a long-term commitment to Indianapolis. They want to be here. This is their home. You know, there's no threatening to leave. But in the same breath, they're saying that if you cannot help us with this, we're just not economically viable, and we cannot make it work. And you can take that as far as you want.
Now, what about the thought of raising fees for admission to Conseco Fieldhouse? What was their reaction to that as a way to cover that $15 million? Because you assume that as a business, your customers, you try to pass on as much of the cost of doing business to your customers as possible. So either you pay the $15 million in ticket prices or the taxpayers pay it another way.
Well, I think that one way or another, whether it's a tax on the ticket or it's the ticket price itself, you can only charge so much. And they've already reduced their ticket prices significantly for next year, trying to get more people in the business or in the building. I think that their opinion is that it's really counterproductive. It's either going to be, they're going to be raising a ticket cost that people won't pay, or they're going to be, shouldering more of the burden themselves. And so one way or another, this probably doesn't help the Pacers. If they were in a situation where they had excess demand and there was a lot more elasticity, then perhaps it's something that could be an add-on. But that's certainly not the situation right now.
Which brings us to the other thing. I did some checking during the meeting. Apparently their attendance has been dropping over the past few years. So I guess the question is, why not just play better ball, get more people in the door? This is less of an issue.
Well, I think that they've addressed that head on, and certainly they are playing better ball, and their attendance is up this year. So they have, turned that tide. There's only so much you can do so quickly when the nucleus of your team, really a lot of the talent nucleus of your team, you basically ship away, you're in a rebuilding mode. And I think they've gotten back to being a competitive team pretty quickly, and the fan base has picked up. But certainly they're not at a point where they're selling out many games at this point. And they need to increase the attendance, the average attendance, back up closer to a sellout for them to be viable in this market.
Final question before I let you go. One of the big things that's always out there is sort of the perception by the public. They see millionaire athletes, people trying to worry about losing their job, and the perception is that, hey, these guys have been getting it relatively, granted, they've had costs, but the public doesn't have the time or the patience or inclination to put up with this. Are you worried that you folks end up with a stalemate and Conseco ends up empty?
Well, yeah, I'm worried. I think that, people have a right to look at some of these athlete contracts and think this is ridiculous. But our issue is we can't control that. We can't say to the Pacers, okay, we'll help you, but you cut everybody's salary by 60%. Because you're going to have a team that loses every game, and no one will come to that either. They're really in a trick bag. If they're going to be in the NBA, they've got to be in the NBA, which means that you've got to try to load your team with as much talent as you can. But the economics of that are very difficult in a market like this, and it's very difficult, particularly in these economic times, to go out to people and explain to them that, this is for the good of the community when they're seeing that it's translating into these huge contracts for players.
Has there been any talk? Now, this is my last question, I promise. I'm a lawyer, that's what I get for not always. There's always one more. The possibility of, okay, let's say, you folks and the Pacers agree that, okay, someone's got to pick up the $15 million. Maybe something's done over a sliding scale over the next few years that the city or CIB picks up a little bit more of that year one, year two, year three. They pay a little bit less, so nobody's totally hit all the way in 1 year. Maybe that's a little bit more palatable for the public to swallow.
Well, I don't know. The real issue is, does it put the Pacers in a situation, does it give them the opportunity to be closer to break even in the time frame they need to be break even? So it really comes down to, in a big way, how long the Simon family want to go forward losing the kind of money they're losing, and phasing something in isn't going to turn that tide right away. we have not discussed any kind of phase in. We haven't discussed any kind of payment stream, because at this point in time, the CIB has no ability to fund anything. You know, we are not in that position. But what we do see our job, what we've always felt our job was, is to make sure that Indianapolis and Central Indiana is a place where we attract all these visitors, and they're a key component of all of that, and certainly the Simon family is a key component of all of that. So we've certainly got our work cut out for us. We'll just have to see, you know, how this all shakes out in the coming months.
How soon do you expect that this will go to the next phase? Are they waiting for the legislature to see what they do, and then things may pick up there? Because it seems right now folks are sort of at a everyone's just spent a lot of time making their positions respectively clear to each side, and then just waiting on the legislature.
We certainly are hopeful the legislature can provide us with at least a significant part of the solution. You know, as I said, this is not just for Indianapolis. This is really for all of Indiana. And, certainly Senator Kinley has been very helpful to date. There's a lot of things that we're trying to move forward with, but we don't have the whole package crafted, and certainly there is not a penny of it has stood the test of whether it has community-wide support or support in the legislature. So, yeah, I think right now everybody's kind of – nobody's standing around because we're all running 100 miles an hour. We're just running in place.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. Thank you.